What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Do you have a fur baby and you want to spoil them because they're oh so adorable? Ain't that right, Obi? Then look no further than BarkBox. BarkBox is a monthly subscription service that provides your derpy best friend, like this guy, with amazing surprises. Each box gives you amazing value of up to $40 worth of toys and yummy treats, like Beta from Jurassic World, and they give you raptor scraps. Once you subscribe, you can mark your calendar since most boxes arrive within just 5 days. The next thing you know, you get a knock from your local neighborhood delivery person and watch your pup get excited from all the amazing surprises they get. Within the package, they receive monthly themed curations from franchises such, like I said, Jurassic World, Stranger Things, Spider-Man, and many more. To give the gift of love to your amazing puppers, go ahead and click the link below on our profile. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Great power. For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, host of the Am I the Asshole episodes on Friday. Of course, with me as always are my co-hosts, John Consignato and Sean Salvino. What is up, guys?
Hola.
Hello.
Full disclosure, we have had some technical issues today. Sean's computer is just absolutely hating him today.
I love my life. Yeah, it's overheated no less than 10 times, I'm sure. Josh is going to have to fucking magic mic this shit.
Yeah.
Magic mic with shirt on or no shirt on?
Shirt on unless you send me $25 on Venmo. Cost will go towards getting the shirtless pic of Josh and towards me getting a $3,000 computer like John.
Relax. Mine has fancy lights though. I love it.
Interesting. I think that might be a record for the earliest Sean has plugged his Venmo. So someone check the record books and then get back to me on that one. But like I said, it is an Am I the Asshole episode. And today's episode, we have assholes or not assholes. We'll decide later.
Is it listener sent ones or no?
I've begun mixing them. So it's part listener, part Reddit.
So do we know which ones are listeners?
I will let you know during the story.
Okay. All right.
Although it would be fun if at the end you guys were like, this person's an asshole. And I was like, that's a listener idiot.
That won't change my vote, guys. You know this.
But on today's episode, we have a wife who calls the cops on her husband. A photographer deletes pictures of a wedding.
Oh.
A husband gets jealous of his wife seeing a friend.
Insecure.
Yeah,
a boyfriend gets caught up in Fortnite.
Ooh.
And for our Patreon supporters, bonus story for today is a sister who loses weight for a wedding. So
weddings are something else.
I tried to lose weight for mine. keyword tried.
No, you're looking great, Sean. You're looking great.
You look amazing, my guy.
Don't lie to me. I want to be objectified by the Wikimaniacs, not you guys.
I'm objectifying you right now.
Yeah, you handsome piece of devil.
So if you want to hear the last story and get ad-free episodes, head on over to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up today. Speaking of which, I don't usually do this, but I figured we've had so many new Wikimaniacs, I'd give it a shout out on the Friday episode. So wow. Thank you, yes. Vina, Lindsay, Gabby, Aaron, Taru, Alex, Valentina, Micah, Lilia, Katie, Blue Renna, Christina, Dan, Phantom Fox, Susan, Free Gnomes, Sarah, Marianne, Miss Doolittle, Jasmine, Alexis, Michelle, Danielle, Crystal, and Jen. Thank you so much for supporting the show. It might go towards Sean's laptop very soon to get him.
I would feel bad. I feel bad. No.
Camera yet.
No, John's got to get a camera before I get a laptop.
No, John is looking good in 780. So we don't want him looking any better. Is it 780?
1080.
Anyway, it's scary that I'm the video editor, but.
Oh, real quick, patrons. If we ever pronounce your names incorrectly, feel free to correct us. We'd love to get your name right. But, you know, again, as we state all the time, we're not smart. We're not smart.
Yeah, just feel free to correct us if I got your name wrong. I apologize. But thank you very much for supporting us and getting the extra stories every Friday. And sometimes Mondays.
Sometimes Monday. If Sean feels like doing some... Wow, Josh, that wasn't... Yeah. You weren't contractually obligated to do that, but you did it anyways. So proud of you.
For the love of the game.
Yeah, for the love of the fans, I decided to do the shout out. It's just been crazy. Like, our Patreon's been blowing up recently, and I thought I'd give it a shout out. So appreciate everyone who has signed up.
And you're saying it right now. I'm so proud of you even more.
I'm growing up. It's been almost a year. I got this shit right, finally. On top of that, if you are a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you can share the podcast with a friend. And like I said, some of these stories are listener submitted. So if you want your story to be covered by us, you can send it to us via email at redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram at redditonwiki. Links to everything I just mentioned, of course, are in the show notes. It's always funny when we get like an Instagram DM and someone's like, how do I submit a story? And I'm like, oh, you can do it right here. I mean, most people come from our TikTok, so they don't hear the spiel we give at the beginning of our podcast. So it's okay.
This wouldn't make great TikTok content, what we just did. They don't love that shit.
No.
And our worst TikTok ever. Okay, so we've had a few reviews that we have not addressed for a while just because we usually read YouTube comments, but I would like to hit a review or two here that we got from Apple Podcasts. So we got one from Finn Artemis. It's titled Fun, Entertaining, and Thought-Provoking. And then they give us a 5 stars. I really like to spend time with John, Josh, and Sean because it feels like I'm hanging out with a group of friends discussing various stories and stuff. It's super fun. Thank you very much. You can actually discuss with us in our Discord, which the links to that are in the show notes. So we're constantly talking in there with some listeners and getting their takes on the stories and sometimes hearing their own stories, which is always fun. I learned about protein coffee from one of our Discord members. I believe it's Danny.
Was it Danny? Hold on. Let me check.
I think it was. John's going to check that and I'm going to read the next review here from A. Robinson 2021, and they write better than the others, and then they give us a 5-star.
Hey, so, no shots fired.
No shots fired. We love everybody.
Let's see what they say. So, like the guys say, Reddit is a public forum, so not sure why people comment saying they copy other podcasts. Honestly, enjoy.
Baby, honestly, I've never even heard the other ones. No disrespect, but you know it's crazy that people say we copy. Hosting a podcast is hard and doing all that other shit is hard. We barely have time to listen to our own, right, guys? We don't listen to them. Yeah.
No, we don't. No disrespect. I'm sure the other podcasts are amazing as well. But sorry, anyway, the rest of the review, Sean's got me off topic.
Sorry. It's people say we copy and I'm just like, I don't even listen to our own podcast. So it's
all copied from Reddit.
Yeah, it's all copied from Reddit. And honestly, if there's other, I think people always ask for us to do collabs with similar podcasts. We're 100% down.
We would absolutely do that.
We'd love to do that.
Oh, yes.
So A. Robinson goes on to say, honestly, enjoy y'all way more than the other podcasts that do Am I the Asshole? Because they carry on for way too long, psychoanalyzing each story while this podcast is quick, to the point, keep it casual / hilarious. So thank you. I think sometimes we do dive into rabbit holes on some stories. But
meanwhile, we take like 30 minutes to do an intro.
If we fuck around with the intro and outro a lot.
But the stories were okay because we want to make them clippable for TikTok for Josh.
So thank you for the reviews. If you would like to give us a review, maybe it'll get read out on the show. So go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and give us a rating.
Oh, yeah. By the way, to clear up, that was Danny who wrote about the coffee protein.
The protein coffee. So if you want to learn about protein coffee, you can check out our Discord and read Danny and her husband's instructions on that, maybe.
Hey, can I do a quick shout out too?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say shout out to Marissa who DM'd us on Instagram. They put, If you guys were all in Canada, I'd totally book you for a live Am I the Asshole at the brewery I run and have you interact with the audience. It would be amazing. I truly love your guys' podcast. So happy I found it on TikTok. Shout out Marissa.
Hell yeah. So if we ever do a live show in Canada, we got to do it at Marissa's brewery. So that'd be amazing. That's super cool.
Is that Toronto?
It is in Toronto.
Is
yeah.
that the 6?
I believe so. Yes.
The 6-6. Yeah, maybe Drake will show up. I do a collab with him.
Yeah, he might
if Drake
open
shows
for us.
Up and collabs with him, I'm going to have a heart on my hair.
So with all of that out of the way, let's hop into some stories. Am I the asshole? I reported my car missing after my husband took it to attend his brother's wedding. And this one comes from Reddit, so no listeners. It's just a Reddit one. My husband, 35, does not have a car. He sold his old one to help pay for his brother's wedding. I did not agree to this, but he had his car before we got together, so it's not shared property. Besides, I have my own car, so it did not affect me till my husband started complaining about having to commute to work and hangout places. He tried to get me to let him drive my car several times, but I stood firm and put a boundary, making him understand that my car will never be driven by him. One of the reasons why is because of how bad his driving is. His brother lives out of town. My husband asked if he could drive my car to the wedding, but I refused. Not because I'm not invited, a story for another day, but because, like I said, my car is off limits. He threw a fit, calling me unreasonable to let him take public transport because he can barely stand for 10 minutes, let alone hours. I said it wasn't my problem, which irritated him, but made him stop arguing about it.
I feel like y'all need some marriage counseling. Yeah. Golly.
I understand it. I'm not a great driver. You know what I mean? but like, that has to be some kind of compromise or like, if you care that badly about it, I don't know the details on why you weren't invited. That seems sus because you're married, you know?
Yeah, that is weird.
Seems like you should be. But maybe drop him off or like maybe go splitsy on an Uber. I don't know.
I respect the whole like setting a boundary set and respecting that said boundary, but I feel like there's a lot of missing things that we don't know about. Because that is very suspicious.
It is definitely weird. So the day that he was supposed to travel out of town, I woke up at 10 a.m. and couldn't find my car keys.
Ooh.
I went outside and couldn't find my car either.
Ooh.
I was beyond pissed. I called him and like I expected, he took it and went on his way to the other town. I lost it and told him I gave him no permission to take it for the whole 5 days and said that if he won't turn around.
Oh,
with it,
5 days?
Oh, five days.
That's a whole different story.
I thought it was like a weekend or like a freaking a couple of hours, but God damn, 5 days. What kind of wedding is
days,
that?
Jesus five whole Christ. Days.
Yo, that's GTA.
That's good. That's Grand Theft Auto, bro.
Especially
if his name's not on their insurance.
Yeah.
Bro. That's a whole week of work that you're just maybe missing. Right. And I said that if he won't turn around with it and come home, then I'd call the cops and report it missing. His response was, you wouldn't dare do it because you would know what would happen.
What would happen? Hold on.
Yo.
I don't know what would happen. She doesn't clarify on that, but... I hung up on him and then immediately called the police and told them about the situation. I did not tell them my husband took it because they'd think it's a family dispute and decide to not get involved. I just reported it missing. 2 hours later, which is extremely quick for police. Holy shit. They found it 2 hours. I got a call from my husband saying that he was back in town and being held at our local police station.
Oof.
I went to the station and talked to the cops. My husband made a scene there, swearing over and over that I gave him permission to take it and said I was acting out of jealousy and spite because he was going to attend a wedding that I was not invited to. I took my car and went home, but he had to stay a little longer.
Damn, not even
honestly,
bail him out.
After the threat, though?
Oh, yeah.
After the threat, I would be in no rush to fucking bail him out.
Yeah, exactly. He came home in the evening and went on a rage fit about how I created an awful situation and almost caused him to miss his brother's wedding. He called me vindictive, bitter, and a lunatic to call the police on him and try to accuse him of stealing my car. He had to leave the same day to be able to be there with his family and decided to extend his stay and still hasn't gotten back yet. How did he get there after that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, it seems like he could have just done that, whatever the fuck he did the second time.
Yeah, he seems like he could have gotten a ride or something, but... right now, his mom and brother are blasting me for what happened and calling me spiteful. So am I the asshole?
There's definitely hints of it. But I mean, you set a boundary. You told him what you were going to do. You gave him warning. He borderline fucking threatened the fuck out. Not even borderline. That's a goddamn threat.
Oh, yeah.
So as crazy as this situation is and as heightened as it got, you gave him multiple outs.
Yeah.
The whole premise of this condition, though, is kind of crazy. There should be a compromise from the get-go. But given the situation at hand, how it played out, I mean, look, I don't think you're an asshole if you told him this is what I'm going to do if you don't turn around with my vehicle.
Absolutely. Yeah.
After the threat, yeah, you're even more vindicated in your decision.
I think this is the first time that I'm going to say I have no grade.
Oh,
for the situation.
Okay.
There's so much missing gaps, in my opinion. It's like, okay, first off, why aren't you invited in the wedding? What's the family dynamic like? I feel like if it's a healthy relationship, it shouldn't have escalated to the point that it was like, bro, I'm going to report your ass. There's something bigger that's happening in this relationship. And I don't know if both of them are assholes, but to Sean's point and your point, Josh, the whole threat, it was pretty scary. Like, you don't know if that person's going to snap, but I can't decide if they're an asshole or not. I have no grade.
Okay. I'm saying he's the asshole for sure. Just even if we just go off the threat alone, even without any of the other context, underlying context, I think he's definitely the asshole. I think you could probably be the asshole. It seems weird to me that, I don't know, like if Sienna ever needed my car for anything, and she uses it now mostly because I work from home, I would have no issue giving it to her to use. Even if it was for 5 days, I'd be like, okay, I'll try and figure out if I need to go anywhere, I'll figure out what I need to do. But I feel there's just no communication, no leeway for if he wanted to use the car. You know what I mean? Like we said earlier on, maybe you could have come to a compromise where you're like, oh, maybe you drop him off for 5 days or whatever and pick him up.
There was none of that at all. So that's why it was so hard to like, there's so much missing components in this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. He's definitely the bigger asshole, but everyone, you both kind of suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like we always hit upon communication and then try and compromise, but it seems like there was none of that in this scenario. So
no.
I'm going to go with he's the asshole, but you kind of suck.
I'm still undecided. I don't know.
That's fair.
This is hard.
All right. So for Wikimaniacs watching, this might be a weird cut for you as we're all in different outfits now.
It's also a different day.
Sean,
I got a haircut. I shaved. Well, you guys know from the previous episode, right? The Monday episode, my computer crapped out.
Yeah.
And then it continued to crap out during the second recording, so much so that it was too much. We could no longer continue.
We called it quits. So we're back at it again. New day. I'm exhausted, as you may have saw Ringo. So I'm going to put him in the pre-roll probably for video. So if you want to see my new kitty, you can go check him out on the YouTube channel. If you're listening, if you're watching, you already saw him. So no worries there.
This episode potentially going to have a lot of animals in it. I just recorded the bark box and Obi was present. So,
oh, nice.
You see a kitty and a doggy.
Am I supposed to record myself doing the Manscaped ad?
Please don't.
Ideally, if you did.
Oh, I'm about to say, like, I thought you were going to record yourself actually using the product.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
You know what? I kind of want to see that.
$25 tier. If you get it right at the right angle, you actually will nick the skin. It's crazy.
That sounds like it's from experience, my guy.
It is.
Sounds like the wrong angle, I think. All right. Well, let's, after almost 24 hours, let's jump into the second story of today. So this one comes from, it's listener submitted from Patricia. And I say her name because it's actually a Reddit story. So it is not, she's not linked to it anyway. She just said she wanted to see Sean's reaction.
Ooh, mine. Just Sean's? All right. We'll just shut up this whole time, Josh.
Yeah. Turn off y'all's cameras. Y'all don't matter anymore.
We don't matter.
It's going to be interesting for me to shut up because then Sean won't hear it. Just telepathically telling Sean what's going on. All right. So am I the asshole for deleting my friend's wedding photos in front of them?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The title, yes, of course.
So the poster goes on to say, I'm not really a photographer. I'm a dog groomer. I take lots of photos of dogs all day to put on my Facebook and Instagram. It's my thing, if that makes sense. A cut and a photo with every appointment. I seldom shoot things other than dogs, even if I have a nice setup. Well, a friend of mine got married a few days ago and wanted to save money and asked if I'd shoot it for them. I told him it's not really my forte, but he convinced me by saying he didn't care if they weren't perfect. They were on a shoestring budget and agreed to shoot it for $250, which is nothing for nearly a 10-hour event. Yeah, that's...
That's massive.
$250?
$250 for 10 hours, yeah.
That's what they offered?
That's, yeah.
No. That's shady.
Yeah, I'd ask you what you paid, Sean, but I'm afraid to ask.
We got ours. The photographer was like up and coming, and we liked her style, so we got her for like $1,900 for 8 hours of coverage.
Jesus. So this is like peanuts compared to that.
This is robbery.
It's pretty much robbery. Yeah, you're right.
And then like right after we paid, like 2 months later is when she started exploding. She like charged like double. I think currently she's like 4,000 for 8 hours.
Holy Ooh. Shit. That's crazy. Yes. Well, I mean, it is like they do good work. I'm not saying that's not what they're worth. I'm just saying
No, literally, you put wedding in front of any job description, you can upcharge it by like 1,000 percent.
It's crazy.
I mean, the photography is expensive regardless, but still.
I was going to say, it's not even just the event alone. It's the post work that's going to take forever as well.
Oh, for sure.
The touch-ups. The editing. The photoshopping and all that crap. Yeah, that takes the most time for sure. So they go on to say, on the day of, I'm driving around following the bride as she goes from appointment to appointment before the ceremony, taking photos along the way. I shoot the ceremony itself, and during the reception, I'm shooting speeches and people mingling. I started around 11 a.m. and was due to finish around 7:30. Around 5 p.m., food is being served, and I was told I cannot stop to eat because I need to be a photographer. In fact, they didn't even save me a seat at any table. Which is pretty shitty if that's like your friend.
Very.
Yeah. I'm getting tired and at this point, kind of regretting doing this for next to nothing. It's also unbelievably hot. The venue is in an old Veterans Legion and it's like 110 degrees Fahrenheit and there's no AC.
Holy.
What's that in Celsius, guys? Like 40?
Too much.
Probably
that's
hot.
That's too much, yeah. It's way, super hot.
I told the groom I need to take off for 20 minutes to get something to eat and drink. There's no open bar or anything. I can't even get water, and my two water bottles are long empty. He tells me I need to either be a photographer or leave without pay. With the heat, being hungry, being generally annoyed at the circumstances, I asked if he was sure, and he said yes. So I deleted all the photos in front of him and took off saying, I'm not his photographer anymore. If I was to be paid $250, honestly, at that point, I would have paid $250 just for a cold glass of water and somewhere to sit for 5 minutes. Was I the asshole?
Hell no.
I mean, you're definitely not innocent.
No.
I think everyone in this scenario, they tested the fuck out of your patience. First off. You book all your vendors to have... Like our videographer, our photographer, you know, they all had spot and they all had like designated times when they could eat and like things like that. You know, you got to make time for that. But yeah, I mean, I would have just been like, I don't know. I would have just left and then like made them pay like double for the fucking
pictures. For the photos. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you just really fucking hate this friend. deleting it is ownage. That's fucking. Yeah, that's pretty bad. I mean. I don't know. Was he friends with the groom or the I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
I think it's the groom they were friends with.
Damn. Yeah, they were being dickheads by not letting the photographer eat or sit or drink water.
Yeah, that's crazy.
With no AC. But deleting the pic, I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
It's like I wish the worst upon these people for being dickheads, but also the worst is like, oh my God, that's. The actual worst.
That's pretty shitty, yeah. I probably lean more towards John and say you're not the asshole because you had to deal with this. What you did was shitty, but it was a reaction to being treated like human garbage. You were treated like an Amazon sweatshop worker for, for 10 hours. But I do agree with Sean. I would have probably gone about it the route where I keep the photos and then hold them ransom, basically, for more money.
At that point, it's fucking name your price because... Yeah. They're going to want it.
Yeah.
They're going to fucking want it and they'll fucking pay anything.
Exactly.
So you fucking, actually it's fucking quadruple the price. Yeah. It's $1,000 because you guys were fucking dickheads. Also, I'm not editing shit.
Cause with your way, Sean, at least you get paid. With this, now you're up Schitt's Creek without a paddle. Like you're just, there's nothing. You don't get anything. You just wasted 10 hours of your life.
After the fleeting moment of being like, I fucking got him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I fucking got him and I got $1,000.
And I got my paid. Guess, yeah.
Yeah. If there's one asshole in the story, it's the groom. But if we're going just like, are you an asshole? You're pretty close, man. You're pretty close.
I'm empowering this person to do that shit because, one, you did get robbed for the prices that they gave you.
But also, you agreed to the price. And
you
to
did.
Go.
You did.
But you can be forgiven
at
for that.
At that point.
Because you're trying to do something nice for a friend.
And the fact that they treated you like a damn second-rate person.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an Amazon employee. We'll say it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you were trying to be a saint and trying to make your friend's wedding better for them, and they took advantage of you. So I think in reaction, you're not an asshole. You're probably dumb because you have no money now and you definitely lost that friend. So I would have gone about it Sean's way. And then I'd say more, you're in the moment, you just kind of made a dumb decision. You're maybe not the asshole, but
nah, he kept it real. Cause now I don't think he lost a friend. I think he dodged a friend, which
True.
Is great because now no one can take advantage of it. I think it's a learning lesson that he got, even though he didn't, or he or she, I don't know if it said,
yeah,
they might not have gotten the money, but they have a learning lesson now that no one can step on them the same way again. Cause now they have the power to just be like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to do all this shit. So now they have all the balls in their court. So it's like, don't fuck with me.
That's fair. Okay. So we've done the analysis and there is actually an update on this story.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So they post immediately after the wedding, they went off for their honeymoon. They went to a cottage up north and didn't use social media for a week. I have a feeling these people are from Toronto. Because up north, that's usually what they say to go into Muskoka.
Ooh, okay.
Shout out to our Toronto listeners. You'll get it. GTA.
Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. So at that time, they got a lot of requests for photos on Facebook, and I didn't reply to anyone because to me, this was done, and I didn't want the headache of dealing with the fallback. I didn't know a lot of these people. It's their circle of friends, so I thought it was best that they handled it. The bride contacted me when they returned and asked me my side of the story. So it must have been between the groom and this person. Not the bride wasn't maybe not even involved. I don't know when the groom spilled the beans, but he wasn't truthful about it. He told her I had camera problems and lost the photos. I told her plainly what happened and told her that while I felt guilty, it's no way to treat someone doing them a favor. She wasn't in the know about any of this and asked if there was any way we could mend this. So we got to talking and I agreed to do a reshoot for some photos later in the season. She wants some photos of just them in an outdoors shoot, photos of the ring, some artsy fartsy shots, and that's it. She offered me the original $250 and agreed under the conditions I can bail at one word of crap from either of them. It's a good condition.
It's good.
I mean, even then, $250.
For a photographer.
You're actually a fucking saint if you go through with this. I would have just been like, no, dude, like that was the worst experience.
I bet they feel sorry though, like, because they're now talking to the bride, realizing like the bride had no idea and was probably just wants nice photos
that's
for
the,
her wedding.
Yeah, that's on like, the groom, man.
Yeah. As for the original photos, I offered to bring my SD card to a place that they could attempt to recover them, but at their cost, and she declined. Word did get out on social media about some of this, and we agreed to sweep it under the rug and try and defuse or play down what happened. Of the comments I did read from her social media, not from Reddit, they were wholly against me because the story is twisted with the her camera died narrative the groom spun. I'm upset, but not enough to make it a big deal. None of them even know my name. I did make two interesting connections, though. The DJ was privy to the whole situation. He was the person I vented to originally, and he asked if I'd shoot their band in an upcoming event. Additionally, the minister asked if I'd like to shoot some promotional images of his church and the choir. Not sure if I'm cut out for anything but pet stuff, but it's nice to have got something out of this whole ordeal, at least. So, she might have got the $200, $250, and she might have two new jobs. So,
yes.
Gigs, I guess.
Pretty
not jobs.
Good.
So, a momentary L for a bigger picture down the line. So, I think it's a win. It's a win for the photographer more than
there
anything.
There you go. Bigger picture. I get it. Thanks, John.
Oh my god, they just go over my head sometimes, man.
What do you think, Sean? Is this a reasonable conclusion to the story, or are you still angry?
I mean I was never like wholly upset, but I mean, if the question is if you're an asshole, you're definitely not a saint. Well, I mean, it might have turned around. You might be a saint for fucking going back for only $250. Yeah, I would have said no.
Yeah.
Well, there's no price you could pay me to work with that guy.
To deal with that, yeah. And on top of that, I think your plan might have worked, Sean, like if you held the photos ransom, because it sounded like the bride was willing to negotiate afterwards. So your plan would have even come in handy at this point.
That sounds like you still want to take a bargain for $250 though. Like that still could at least up the price a little bit for a reshoot.
That's
considering
true.
The husband was a dickhead about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's truly insane. I mean, as much as I want to say, you know, I think going back to $250 totally takes off any asshole-y vibes.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
because, at least just yeah, there's, for her,
you could not pay me.
Yeah, the husband's still an asshole.
Yeah,
I mean, regardless, you couldn't pay me enough money to go back and take more pictures.
No,
I
don't think. And actually, I'm gonna double down on the husband slash groom being an asshole because it took his now wife getting involved to clear up his fucking mess. He should have taken it upon himself, you know, owned up to it
first,
and apologized and come to the conclusion instead of making his wife do it for him like a little bitch.
Also, he fucking lied to his wife like day one of their fucking marriage.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what happened to our photographer? It's fucking
camera broke.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Nothing I did.
I definitely didn't fucking not offer him water in the scalding hot hall or wherever the fuck they are.
Red flags all around this guy. I feel scared for this marriage, which is the best way to put it.
Also, it's giving me scary vibes that they're going to have them isolated in the woods taking that picture. I wouldn't take that job either.
There's no third update. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right. And on that doom and gloom note, we will take a break and listen to some sponsors. If it's Amazon, I apologize for Sean's statements. I definitely didn't say anything about it. So
if you actually go back to minute 11... Yeah, second,
figure out what minute it was, Sean, because I have no idea.
Yeah. He definitely said something at some point. I'm not crazy.
All right, enjoy some ads. What's up, Wikimaniacs? Today, I have the absolute pleasure to tell you about She Podcasts Live. She Podcasts Live is the world's largest gathering of women podcasters and is perfect for audio content creators, storytellers, and more. She Podcasts Live is committed to bringing a diverse and inclusive lineup of speakers, with their team working hard in order to ensure those chosen are 50% women of color, LGBTQIA, or both. Some of the featured speakers include prominent women like Liz Dolan, host of the award-winning podcast Satellite Sisters, Tara McMullen, founder and executive producer of What Works, Daniel Desert Corbet, host of the Thought Card and Women of Color podcast, as well as many more prominent women in the industry. Tickets for She Podcast Live are available online at shepodcastlive.com. And if you use the promo code ROW, that's ROW, you'll receive $50 off your ticket. Once again, that's shepodcastlive.com or use the link in our show notes and use the code ROW to get $50 off your ticket. Let's support these voices together. And we are back. So the next story comes from Reddit as well. No listener submission, but I just thought this one was interesting. Am I the asshole for telling my wife that she doesn't need to be with her sick friend at the hospital? So
that sounds mean.
Sounds kind of rude.
Very rude.
And this one's got names in it, so I'm gonna have to blur those out for TikTok. Thanks, TikTok, for bullying and harassing us.
We're bullies.
So my wife has a friend from childhood named Anthony. I'm being completely honest here when I say that he and I don't get along. It's not like he is rude or disrespectful, nothing like that. But all I feel towards him is annoyance, so to speak, because of how much my wife sees him. He lives alone and now suffers from a medical condition, and then he puts in brackets cancer, which Jesus. I feel that's not a...
Not really for you to disclose his sickness, I would say.
Unfortunate, but this requires him to go to the hospital to receive regular treatment. I found out that my wife promised to go with him to every chemo treatment as support. She said it's a commitment she made to be there for him during this tough time since he has no one else besides her. Then he says, okay, ... I had no issue with this at first, but then it started affecting me, i.e. I can't go see my friends because I have to stay with my son on this day so my wife can be with Anthony for his treatment, etc., etc. I like how he says et cetera, but gives just one example. I hate when people do that.
Et cetera. That's my only example, but I'm going to say et cetera to fucking build my case.
Yeah. So you think there's more. I've talked to her about it, but she said that Anthony needs company and that she's just being supportive. And this is when he needs her the most. I let it go, but last week was just kind of my last straw. Anthony had another chemo session treatment and my wife wanted to go with him and asked me to stay home with our son. I told her I had to meet up with my mom and sister to eat lunch and that I won't be home. Why can't you take your son with you, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a mom-sister thing. I didn't feel they'd want to see the kid.
Yeah.
She said she needed to be with him, and I kind of flipped out at her and said she doesn't need to be with him and could literally go see him at home the next day or something. She threw a fit and called me cruel for forcing her to leave Anthony by himself since she's all that he has, and that I was making her look bad. She also said my appointment with my mom and sister wasn't as important as a chemo session, but I decided to just leave and end the argument. She ended up staying at home, but kept ignoring me when I got back, calling me selfish for not letting her be there to support Anthony with what he's got going on. Some of her girlfriends think I'm being a controlling jerk with no consideration for Anthony and what he's going through. So am I the asshole?
I mean, he's got no... I mean, I feel compassionate towards Anthony. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah,
I do too.
I feel a lot of compassion. He's got nobody. This kind of reminds me of like the... You know, he's not... Anthony's not dead, but it reminds me of the the other story we did where the guy made like a promise to his best friend.
Yeah. The Korean tradition.
It seems like, you know, the same thing. It's just, unless you're super insecure about it, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The only part that I probably was like, maybe she shouldn't have said that. It's the whole more important, you know, staying with their mom or seeing their mom and their sister is like, oh, that's not as important.
Sure.
I think that part is a little shitty, but
I mean, I just don't understand why the son can't go with them to lunch.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
That part is a little.
My parents borderline love their grandchildren more than their children.
Yeah.
Like my sisters always complain like, what? They were never this nice.
That's the same with my parents.
Yeah. So it's just like, I'm like 90% sure. Like I'm with Josh.
That yeah.
They want to see their grandchild / nephew.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's weird.
Yeah. I'm going to go with he's the asshole. My personal take. You know, this is just, it sounds like it's coming from a place of jealousy and controlling, like her friends are saying, because I mean, it's not like they're doing anything, right? And I'm sure if you asked to go along with them, you would see that, oh yeah, they're just at a hospital. Like, what do you think's going on there? She's just there to support him going through chemo, which is a tough, tough time, as many people know. So in no way are you the good guy in this scenario. Like, you're just, you're kind of a shitty person. And I get that you didn't agree to this, but at some point you just got to support your partner when someone they care about is going through something. And like, this is one of those times. And you could maybe communicate, hey, can we at least compromise on the days that you go to support him? Like, maybe you don't have to be there every time if there's a case where I have to be somewhere. Now, like I said, again, your mom and your sister, you can go to lunch with them with your son. So that's a weird thing to argue about. That's like to be the hill to die on. That's a weird one.
Yeah.
And even then, it's just like lunch.
Yeah.
It sounds like that could happen on any day. You know what I mean? On a not chemo day.
Yeah. You could have them at your house or something like that.
Too.
You know what I mean? I think you're the asshole and you're making it a bigger deal than it is.
It is.
For yourself. It's a big deal for Anthony, obviously, and your wife, but you're making it into something it's not.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's an asshole, but I don't think he's controlling. I think it's more of a place of insecurity because now...
I think that's where most controlling comes from, though.
But it's not to the point that it's like, hey, controlling her to the point that it's like every little aspect of the trip, he's got to have like, oh, you got to call me, you got to do this, you got to do that.
Right.
It just seems like he's just like projecting in a way that it's like, oh, how come you're not here for me? You're not like paying attention to me. We have a kid, this and that.
Yeah.
So I think because it seems like all her like affection and all her, I guess, caretaking is going towards another person as opposed to him and their kid.
Yeah.
So I think he's just feeling a little more insecure about that. So he's kind of, to me, he's more projecting than controlling in a way.
Okay. That's a fair assessment as well. I mean, like the review said that we read earlier, we're not psychoanalyzing anyone, so we could be way off base here.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts before we move on to the last story?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you're not at the point where it's like, you fucking suck.
Yeah.
But you're inching your way towards that.
Yeah.
I would just watch yourself.
Just need to be more compassionate, my guy.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's very clear it's just because you don't like him, which is, you don't have to like all your spouse's friends, but you should care about them. At a certain level, you should care about their well-being because they're connected to your wife who cares about them. You know what I mean?
Especially if they're on that stage of their life where they're suffering that way.
Exactly. All right. So we're going to move on from that and go into a listener-submitted email.
Ooh.
Am I the asshole for being upset that Fortnite stopped my boyfriend from helping me? You guys into Fortnite? You ever played?
I've never played Fortnite before.
I played. Okay. I played when it was originally, like, I'm not like a day one, but when it was popular, I was playing.
Back when it was not as cool, I was...
you hipster.
No, it wasn't season one or anything. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, I'm just fucking with you.
Like, I don't play now because it's too mainstream.
I don't play now because it's fucking too hard to play.
Yeah, it's crazy now. It's like Spider-Man stuff. And I don't know.
They took off building, which I heard brought back a lot of people.
Yeah.
But like when they started cross-platforming, that's when I dipped because it's like, I can't compete with a keyboard. It's impossible.
So for someone who never played this game, you're telling me that you got to build and shoot at the same time?
Yeah.
Up until like a few months ago.
No, that's too much. I can't. I die right away.
That's what most of us old ass people said. We were like, oh, this is too complicated. I'm just going to go to a regular shooter.
I can't even play regular shooters. My goodness. My kill to whatever you call it ratio
kill
sucks.
To death ratio.
Yeah. Oh
my God. I die like 30 times before I shoot
I'm
one.
I'm trash at Call of Duty, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah. I play with friends and stuff. And I did play Fortnite a little bit, not that often, but like if my friends were playing, I'd hop on every once in a while.
I've never won.
Catch me on 2K. Okay,
well, I have. So that's.
Yeah. So that explains like my expertise versus Josh's. What? I just played for whenever my friends were playing and I never, you know, I never practiced to be good. I'm never good at video games ever.
That's fair. Let's hop into this listener story. So me, 26-year-old female, and my boyfriend, 33-year-old male, are gamers. So I understand not wanting to quit a game halfway through. One day I went to Walmart to pick up our dinner. I called him when I was about 10 minutes away, asking if he could help me with the bags. I had our Indian food, a 5-pound bag of flour, eggs, cupcakes, two 32-ounce bags of chocolate chips, and butter. Sounds like you're going to be baking something good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I like how you're like, I have the ingredients to bake, and also cupcakes. I brought them as well.
Everybody needs product. A cooking snack.
Yeah, while you're baking, you have something to snack on.
You need
on.
To eat something.
That's genius. We got smart listeners.
I always have cooking snacks.
Cooking snacks.
Yeah. When I'm about to cook dinner, when I'm buying groceries to cook dinner that night, I'll be like, yeah, I think a bag of chips would be delicious.
That's exactly what I do too.
A fucking pregame before I eat my dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an appetizer.
So he said he was in the middle of a game and couldn't, which I understand. However, when I got home and carried everything upstairs, I noticed he had started a new game.
Mm. Upstairs? Oh,
yeah. Move. I told him I thought it was rude he started a new game instead of calling to say that he could help me now. He started saying that he always helps me and that the one time he couldn't, I'm upset about it. To clarify, he does usually help, but it also isn't the first time he couldn't because he's playing a game. He then went on to say, no offense, but it's not like you had to do two trips.
Oh.
I feel like that's not the point. I just wish he would have been a little more considerate about what I needed help with. Am I being the asshole?
No, fam. Take an L on Fortnite, bro. Like, it's not that serious.
Especially if you're done a game. Like, you can just pop off.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if you're in the middle of a game, but even still.
Even like, so. Like you can just always hop on a lobby, like, afterwards and just be like, oh, okay, I'm not going to suck this round. I'm going to be good. But it's just a fucking game. It's not that serious.
It is, yeah.
She gave you 10 minutes and you still started a new game, dude.
Yeah.
You suck, bro. You suck.
Yeah.
I mean, good that you mostly help all the time, but don't give her shit for being mad. You'd be mad.
Yeah, he would be
mad.
Yeah, you're definitely not the asshole. There's no scenario where you're the asshole. He should have just hopped off the game, come downstairs and helped you with the groceries for 5 minutes, then started a new game. It would have taken, like I said, dude, 5 minutes.
When I lived in an apartment, bringing groceries upstairs was the fucking worst. Suck. I hate that shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah. It's the worst.
And to know that my partner was just fucking starting a new game of Fortnite, I'd be mad too. Fuck yeah. Bro, Fortnite is always going to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. And that guy have it so good because your significant other is a gamer. You guys are both gamers. So they already said they understood why you're doing that. But you got to reciprocate and say like, okay, they're understanding about it. So therefore, I can always hop on in a game like when I'm done carrying this shit. Then just hop back on. Like, bro, it's not that.
Exactly.
And even if when she's bringing it up and you're in the middle of a game, maybe it ends when she gets upstairs. Just say, hey, I'll put the groceries away or something like that. Something. You know, compromise. Make this relationship work like you want it to. And my last point I wanted to say is kudos to our listener for making one trip. That's awesome.
Badass. F for respect.
Yeah, not the asshole. Continuing the streak of no listener assholes.
Sean's disappointed.
Congrats on being swole, though. What was that? Six-pound bag of rice?
Just
all those bacon. Go ahead and send us whatever you baked, though. I would love that.
Send it in the mail. Yeah.
Three different cities.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's still good.
Yeah, I still hate
it. I would pause the game for you if you send us something.
Yeah, but you're not a real gamer, John. You don't play fucking Fortnite.
You're a fake gamer.
I am. I'm just a dweeb. I just play Skyrim.
Good game. Old as fuck, but...
Hey, bought it like 30 times. I don't know why.
Fair enough, yeah. So that is it for this episode. What did you think, Wikimaniacs? Who are the assholes? Was everyone an asshole? Let us know in the comments on YouTube or on our website. If you want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on, or share the podcast with a friend. Don't forget, you can get a bonus Am I the Asshole story on Patreon every Friday. You can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up today. Thank you, Sean and John, for coming on. Sean, I'm not sure if your camera's still working, but we made it through the episode, buddy. So
I hope it is.
I hope you guys appreciate this episode and give it some extra love, because it took us damn nearly 10,000 takes.
Took us 24
for us to
hours.
Finish this episode in 24 hours.
Six.
All right, guys, I'm
going
to need y'all to stop talking before my shit explodes.
All right, guys, we'll leave you with that. Thank you, Wikimaniacs. We'll see you on Monday. Peace.
Love ya.
It's your boy Sean.